We are holding Simon Lamadalit. Okay. Seder Hanochas HaPayshish Betfilin V'amhadrim Asher Lahem Beiz Zugais Tfilin. So we're going to speak a little bit about the famous Machloikas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, as to the order of the Arba Parshis. Says the Shechonach Seder Hanochas Bebatim L'Rash L'Ramam Kadesh Mismoil HaMeniach Bebayis HaChitzayim. So we're discussing the person who's wearing it and kind of looking from his view, from his angle. So the first one on the left of the person, the one who's meniach, is the parsha of Kaddish. And the acharav, v'hoye kiviyacha, v'bayis ha-sheni, shema v'bayis ha-shlishi, v'hoyim shemaya v'bayis ha-revi, shehu v'bayis ha-chitzin lemina. That will be on his right-hand side. That is the order of the four parshas, the way that they are placed in the bottom. Ular Benu Tam, the Bayas Hashlishi, Vahoya im Shamoya, Uba Bayas Haravi, Yeshua Chitzin Shema. So the Machlegas Rashi of Benu Tam is what is the order of the third and the fourth. Uminaga Oilam Karashi, Harambam. The Minaga Oilam is like Rashi and Harambam. We're going to see the whole stimming together just to kind of see the whole, see the whole context. Yere Shemai needs the Shnei and the Yas, the Shnei Zugis Tefillin. Someone who is a Yerei Shamayim, we'll see exactly what the criteria of Yerei Shamayim is, but someone who is Yerei Shamayim should do both. Yasa Shnei Zugais Tfilin, V'yaneich Shneihem, and you should put them both on, and we'll see exactly how you put them both on. V'yehavein b'hanachosom ba'oisim shem aliba de'ilchaslani yetzi de'chevasi. The one which is halachically correct, because they're both not correct, the one which is correct, the one which is Aliba de Elchazani Yetzilechivasi Vashar, Him Kuritsuz Ba'alma. And the other one, it's just like scraps. I don't have intention for the other set, the other pair of tefillin, to do it for the shiv, the mitzvah of tefillin as such. That's just Ritsuiz Ba'alma. Timokim Yesh Bereish Lahaniach Shtei Tefillin Vechim Bezroya. Now, the Mechaber in this first day is saying that how do you put them on? You know, we have a couple of gentlemen in Shul who do this. To put the two sets, the two tefillin shel yads on and two tefillin shel reish at the same time, and that is the first day in the mechaber. Ki makim yesh, and this is what the Gemara says: makim yesh bereish l'haniach shtei tefillin b'chein b'zraya. There is sufficient place both in a person's head for two tefillin shel reish and in a person's bicep for two tefillin shel yad, and therefore that is what a person is able to do. Now, but let's say it's difficult for a person to do so, to put both of them on at the same time. Then yaniach kedivrei ha'echad, which the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us means like Rashi. Yaniach kedivrei ha'echad shal yad v'shal reish. First put on the shal yad and the shal reish. V'yaniach acher masnach bracha rishayna. So you put on the shal yad, the shal reish, and then you put on, and we're talking about wearing them concurrently, then you put on another shal yad and shal reish.
The shal yad's the same?
No. No, there's also the same achleikas about as to the order of the parashias is going to be in the shal yad.
The same, but they're written the same.
Now, that is all an individual who is able to have two shal yads on his bicep and two shal reishes on his head. The first day I spoke about if you're able to put them on both at the same time, like, you know, Mr. Taman does in the morning and others, then you put both of them on, both shal yads on, both shal reishes on. If you're not able to do that, but shal yad shal reish, shal yad shal reish, and wear it like that the whole time. Now, la yuchal aniach bevas achas, but if you're not able to do so, either because you've got big batim, small biceps, whatever the case is, or the Mishnah Berurah is going to speak about a case, a person's got a makkah on part of his bicep or part of his head, so whatever the case is, la bevas achas, then yaniach shal rashi v'yivarach aleihem v'yualav b'shas kriyashma tfila v'achra tfila yaniach shal rabbeinu tam b'lei bracha v'yikrabem shema v'hayim shemaya. So then you put tefillin of rashi on first and rabbeinu tam on second, and this I think is the minhag HaMakubal, certainly by Ashkenazim who wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, that first they will wear the tefillin of Rashi, then afterwards they will take off the tefillin of Rashi and then they'll put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. That is the third day mentioned in the Mechaber. Now,
is anywhere else in Shochanah that you need two different dates? But you know,
I mean, Rabbeinu Tam against Rashi and the Rambam.
Yeah, look, Rabbeinu Tam was—it's incredible. Rabbeinu Tam was not intimidated from doing something so drastically different, you know, than his Eda. You know, and saying, no, that's not the order of the Pashyas. The order should be like this. And again, one of them is Possum. If you do both of them at the same time, it's a Baal Teis of the Araisa. But, yeah, to think about other cases where we'd have such a thing. Let's just see the whole Hamshech.
Well,
we're going to get to Baal Teis in a minute. Gimel Layasa Kain Elamisha Muxtegum of First and Mechasida. So we said, who should do this? We should set a Yerash Mayim, and now he qualifies further. And he says, this is someone who is muksak umafursim b'chassidus. Someone who's known to be a grace of tzaddik. That is the type of person, according to the Shulchan Aruch, who should be wearing Rabbeinu Tam. And we'll see that nowadays, we don't necessarily say that. Finally, in Dalad, we say, le'anich shnei hazugeis b'kis echad. Sha'echad mehem hu chol. Ba'asol hanicha b'kis tfilin. One of them is kasha, one of them is pasul, so to speak. We don't know which one is. So, if you've got two sets of tefillin, one is kodesh, one is chol, asal lahanicha ibekis tefillin. So the one which is pasul, you're putting pasul chol tefillin together. One which is kosher, aliyas shnei gizim v'simin lechol kis shleitin shulzeh bezeh. So you should have there for two separate pouches, bags, and so on, because otherwise you're being ma'arbev kodesh with chol.
And we would assume Rebbeinu Tam did not lay kashya.
I don't know. I mean, you know, did he do it in Chumrah? Did he put the Zaydis film on the Chumrah? Or did he not do it at all? I don't know. I don't know what Rabbeinu Tam did. Okay, let's see. Back to the beginning. So we said, Seyda Nechassim Bebatim. It says, the Mishmur Dad, Ala Kuli Alma, Im Hichlis Eze Parisho, Shinochna Shalei Beveisa, Ham Yuchad La, Psulin, After Yeish Dal Parishis Badal Batim. So everyone agrees, both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam say that if you put the wrong parsha, if you put a parsha in the wrong place, mark the Isli, both of them respectively, whatever the shitas are, but if you put, let's say, if everyone agrees, if you put, you know, Kadesh, instead of putting Kadesh in the first bias, you put it in the fourth bias. Everyone agrees it's possible. So even though I have four parshas in the four batim, so everyone agrees that that is possible. The question is, you know, what is considered to be the correct order and so on. The college of Gideon Moshe and Shlei Parishas were by a second, all the more so if you would stick a couple of parishas in one bias. So we said, number one is Kadesh, and that's on the left of the Meniach. Vafilo ima Meniach, hu iter azlina basi yamin, usmal da alma. Here we don't differentiate if you're a righty, if you're a lefty, we go after Yemin de Kuli Alba. That was Rashi. So we have Kadesh Vahaya Kiviyacha, and then you have Shema and Vahaya in Shemaya. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam, Kosva Paiskim, the Gam Rabbeinu Tam, Maida the Be'in Ksivasim Kiseder Shem Ksuvim Batayra. If you recall, we had at the beginning of Simon Lama days, our lengthy Simon, and I was. I'm not going to say I'm pleased, I'm actually slightly disappointed that no one asked me if I managed to do the chazara, the homework, because this way I know next time I can get off easy. But, okay, I'm not going to tell you if I did it or not, but we had in the beginning of Simon Lamed Beis that we said that you have to write it keseder, the way that it's written in the Chumash and Sefer. So even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that you switch Shema and Vahaya, and so on, but you have to write Shema before you write Vahaya. Even though Vahaya is going to be placed before, it's going to be in the third bias, and Shema is going to be in the fourth bias, but you have to write Shema before you write Vahaya.
Well, so is there,
also, both of them.
So there would be a gap.
Yeah, exactly what he's going to say.
I
mean, the gap, yeah.
Sorry. I mean, obviously, this is not halakhah of Moshe Nisqinai, because you've got the different opinions there. So, what's their Torah? I mean, surely one would think you put it in the state in which it's in the Torah.
I don't know if that necessarily, you know, it follows that just because it's written. I mean, we know Ein Muktam U'Mukhubat Torah. We know. Is a prevailing concept. you know, and there's the machlal. I mean, it's, you know, al derech hapshat, it's tamua. I mean, how can it be a machlekes? Like, you know what? If everyone's doing like Rashi up until the time of Rashi, how in the world? Can you imagine? How in the world could Rebbeinu Tam come along and say, you know, minig Yisrael l'deri deris for thousands of years has been like my grandfather. I think we should do something different. I mean, it's tamua. They say that there was always like a couple of different mahalchim, that like the pashtus and the minhag makubal was always like Rashi, but there were already rayas and makaris, and you know, people did different things, b'mesh chateris. But mitzad that, you could just say in muktamu mukhbatera. So again, because of the gamma beta dam way to the beat and kissing was in this sailish and kissing batera, shihu kadesh, vaikiliacha, shema, vayim shemaya. So shema, one is in Voschan and one's in Akiv. So you have to write Shema before you write Vahayim Shemaya. Ela de polig arash yilinya hanachoston bebati. The machlokes is when and how is it placed, or how is it placed and written in the bais, in the bati. Okay, in aretz vechtu tefillin ladas v'binatam yichtay v'shol yad shem beklav echad kadesh v'hoye kiviyacha. What do you do? V'yaniach cholok v'hayim shemaya. And then you leave a blank space for what is going to be the third section, the third parasha of Vahayim Shemaya. And v'yichtiv Shema, yachakach, yichtiv Vahayim Shema. Then you go back and you write Vahayim Shemaya. U'bishal Reish, yichtiv Ima'am Klafim. We know it's in four separate Klafim, four Batim. Yaseid Ima'amish. V'yisadri Mabatim Kadesh Vahaya Ki. Vahaya im and Shema. This is all according to Rabbeinu Tam. Odinin dini psuche is usuma is batfilin echli snaig ledaitai. Remember, we said that one is supposed to write the parshas the way they appear in the chumash, and we said psuches and stumais. You have to be mindful of the halacha of a psuch and a stuma, and you have to therefore kind of write and begin. Remember, we said you finish that psuch, you finish the middle of the line, you finish off the line, and you start on the next line. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, as to how exactly you do that, he says that go back to Siman 9 Beis and take a look. Now we said that the Minhag HaOlam is like Rashi and the Rambam. Because of the Beis Yosef Shacharanim, the Chain Iker, the Chain Hiskim, Hagra Bibiuray. The Gra goes like Rashi, and I think the Gra, they say, I think it's printed in Kesser Reish, the Gra did not wear its filling of Rabbeinu Tam, even though the Gra was certainly a Yivei Shemaim, was Mochsik the Hasidus, and so on. I think he said he did not, and I think he said also that once you start to say you should be. Bechoshish Rabbeinu Tam. There's many, many other sheets also to be chayshish for, and I think he says, I don't remember exactly nusach, but he didn't want to be mevatur on the tefillin of Rashi afilo l'rega echad. Good. Now we said in Beis, so the Yerei Shemayim will do both miyaniach, and you shall be miyaniach Rabbeinu Tam also. V'hanei kein laniach shnei zugeis tefillin yaniach shal Rashi lamata l'tzad haponim. So, meaning where exactly you're going to place the two. So Rashi is going to be just above the hairline. Remember, stressing again, we've said it's always going to be above the hairline. So Rashi is going to be just above, and Rabbeinu Tam is going to be higher up. It's going to be higher up. That is on the Rosh. The Chingos of Arizal, Shiyachnis Tchila Shel Rashi. Here he's speaking now about the shalyad v'yamidim l'tzad hakasif. It should be on the bicep towards the shoulder. V'achreim shalabinatam l'tzad hayad towards the elbow. Shnei malakibaris, both on the bicep. V'yaneich b'reish shalrashi l'mata, should be lower down. Shalabinatam yesu l'mala. Shnei b'makim haroi l'tfilin. Now, v'aritzua is d'rabinatam yeh mechus hatachas ritzuas d'rashi. So place the straps, the ritzuas of Rabbeinu Tam, underneath the ritzuas of Rashi, and we're not so concerned that the ritzuas of Rashi are not touching. You know, there's no, remember we said the Ikra Din, there's no problem of chatzitza when it comes to the ritzuas on the yad, and therefore the Ikra Din, the person, you know, can wear a watch, and just take the watch off. You have a cast on your arm, it's okay as long as the bicep is revealed. and that's okay. So Yizgal Rakra, it's just the Rashi. So the only ones which will be visible to the onlooker are the outer Ritzu of Rashi. Tfilin de Benatam, Yu Katanim, Mitzvah de Rashi. It should be slightly smaller. Discussion, Shev de Levi, as to, you know, how small is small, but the minhag is to make them slightly smaller. Ein Zeber Kavanas, Tfilin, Perakudit Beis, Mishmanech, Tfilin, Shal Yad, Shal Das, Rav Benatam, Tfilin, Shal Reish, Kedas, Rashi, by Rambam. What about that? Someone puts a Tfilin Shal Yad with the parashas arranged like Rabbeinu Tam, and a Tfilin Shal Rosh with the parashas arranged like Rashi and the Rambam. Are you Yotzei Chavasei? Pasuk Shmos Yaakov, the Eina Yotzei Ali with the Kuli Alma. B'Shas Etchak, Mutter Lanichem Kach. If you found, that's what you only found, the Tfilin of Rashi, Tfilin Shal Yad of Rashi, Tfilin Shal Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, or vice versa. If that's all you have, you can do it. It's like Garach than just putting Tfilin Shel Rosh on, or just putting Tfilin Shel Yad on, which anyway you can do. So the fact that you happen to have another Tfilah of the other Shita is no worse. So the Mishnah says a bracha should be made on Tfilin of Rashi. And the Rambam, not from the Benitam. Emshal Reish Nichtav Al Pidas Rashi. Fascinating. You've got Tfilin Shal Reish of Rashi and Tfilin Shal Yad of Benitam. Usually make the bracha on the Tfilin Shal Yad. Emshal Reish Nichtav Al Pidas Rashi. Yeish Lanich Shal Reish Tchila. Okay, Shechelet Tchelet Shal Yad Tchila. Alright, so you're going to make, it says over here, where was it? L'chayra, you would make two brachas on the Shal Reish, Shlaniach and Amitzis. Like, that's always what you do if you're only putting on the Tfilin Shal Reish. And he also writes somewhere over here, one of these footnotes, that even though we've said that, Ein Mavirin, and a person ideally should arrange the Tfilin Shal Yad, you chance upon that first, so you don't need to be Mavir. Alamitzis is that if you happen to have, if you chance upon the Tfilin Shal Rabbeinu Tam first, you put it aside, and you put the Tfilin Shal Rashi first, because Me'ikra Din, that is how we pass it. Now we said that we gave a couple of options, three options, as to how a person is going to put both sets and pairs of Tfilin on first. So Tfilin on. So we said, the first there was B'Yaneach Shneya. Says the Mishra, Shneim Yachad Al Hayad. V'yivarech v'yahad came b'vas achas. They asked him as watch. You know, when Daniel Taman puts the tefillin on, it's quite difficult to, you know, to put two of them on at the same time and having them at the same time, and you know, it's quite a feat to be able to do so. But he says you put them both on at the same time. V'yahad came b'vas achas. V'adim mishol reish kedei shetia hanachas shteim samach labracha. This way, the ma'il is, you see the bracha, and the bracha is going on both of them, whichever one is the kosher one, and so on. And then you mahadik, you tighten it, you fix it, and so on. We said you should have in mind, when you place it on, ba'isam shehim aliba dehil chasad yetzi lechivasi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ba'isam shehim, b'layuchal lechavin b'shteyim b'eis hiduk shemahatkin yachad l'shem tefillin. You may not have in mind that both of them you're doing the Shem Tefillin. Dari Ech Mem Eina Tefillin. One of them is Vadi Apostle. The Yish Eim of Oy, the Yish Vizdem Yishon Baal Taysif. Al Kampanen Midrabanen. And some say there's going to be a Baal Taysif. And so on. Now those who say... No, brings you together, but if you have in mind that you're doing this the Shem Mitzvah Tefillin. So 1 second, that's Baal Taysif. You can't do that. Other those who say it's a Baal Taysif D'oraisa, if you do so. We're going to see a little bit more about this in a minute, and therefore you should have in mind the one which is the kosher one, the one which is Ali B'dil Chassan, wearing Lashim Tfilin, and the other one, it's Ritzuas Ba'alma. I've just got some additional black straps. I like wearing black leather, and I've just got additional black straps on my head and my arm, and so I'm not doing Lashim Mitzvah. That's what he says, Ritzuas Ba'alma. Shari Nimarav Shach Echemehem Pasol. O canal, Sivkat and Aleph. Now, Bedaska Bezeh Eino Eber Al Baal Taysif, Shish Bezeh Shtayim Lamal Yusuf. Only over here do we say is not going to be Balta Yisid, that that's what you think. Meaning, Echad we say is that Shehai Echad Mehem Hu Pasul, one of them is Pasul Beis, Shekal Echad Eivin Dizney Atzmai, and each of them is separate. Avli Minich, Shnei Zugais Tefillin Ksheirim, but if you put on two Rashi Tefillin Shal Yads on at the same time, Minich Shnei Zugais Tefillin Ksheirim, Oish Atfillin Shal Reish, let's say, Oseh Shal Chamisha Batim, you decided I'm going to have an extra bias in my Tefillin Shal Reish, I'm going to put another Pasha inside. I'm going to put, you know, my Bar Mitzvah Seder inside. I don't know. I'm going to put whatever it is. Then Bein Shaso Mitzchila Shal Chamisha, Oish Shaso Shal Arba, Vechiber Lei Achakach Oid Bias Echad, you try to make another bias afterwards. Avra Bezeh Allah, the Bal Deisif. So that definitely would be a Bal Teisif. I mean, I'd rather mash me divorce the filler in my bias of Hamish, the Hebrew is the Legamri, in my Rabba Batim, like the Kshir Ba'alma. So you make a little leather bias, and you don't properly attach it to your four, but you attach it in some way, the Kshir Ba'alma, Filahi Pasal, La Tfilin, Al Yedez, and Mamela Avra Halav, the Bal Teisif. It's also enough to pass on the Tfilin, to create the Bal Teisif, and so on. So here, here we're saying that there's two mitigating factors. Number one of them is possible. One of them is possible. And number two, each of them is separate. Even if you put them on at the same time, they are separate entities. But if they're both kosher, and you put them on at the same time, and you make a fifth bias, that's going to be a problem about this.
Wouldn't it be absurd if you could actually make space for two sets of partials inside the shalyas?
Well, that would definitely be a Bal Teisif.
But why?
That because you don't have the two mitigating factors. He says it's only over here because the second was Shekol Echad Oyle Bifnei Atzmai. Each of them stands alone. So, like the Gemara says, Halachu Deikai, Halachu Deikai. Whichever one is the kosher one, that's the one I have in mind. But if it's one Hefter Shal Mitzvah, it's one Tefillin, and I put the two inside that one, you can't say Halachu Deikai, Halachu Deikai, because it's now, well, now it's inside one unit, and therefore that would be problematic. So we said that the reason why you can do this is because makam yesh bereishis shel adam to have two tefillin, and there's a place to have two. And again, this is yet another raya that pashkas, the tefillin which they wore, were smaller than what we wear nowadays. And if we're saying there's a place to have, especially in the arm, unless you're a bodybuilder, right? But there's a place to have two sets. And remember, we saw it wasn't so posh. It wasn't such a huge space. We had a machlokes between the gra and the ramah as to, you know, what is the space and which part of the bicep. Is it the whole bicep? Or is it kind of from the middle of the bicep going down towards the elbow? Right? And but to have two sets of, you know, tefillin on that section, that's not such a large section as such. We said this place to put shneim yachad pirish kishi yahadik shneim b'vasachas leyuchel chaven. I'm sorry. So this is really day number two. We said day number two was if you're not able to put two on at the same time and be mahadik it at the same time, that's too difficult. Pirish kishi yahadik shneim b'vasachas leyuchel chaven amakim shekol echad munach al mekayme kadin. It's going to move around and about. Okay. So al kashrim al kolponim. Take it zechazeh, b'liyafse. Put on the shalyatzel rosh and shalyatzel rosh. The moyel habracha sheberach mitchila gam al tefillin hashniim. V'zeh man shekaz mechav v'samach v'neich achim al smach. And you put the second set on al smach the original bracha. Tani shneich hazug hasheni eitzel hazug harishin. But you're still physically doing it like the first day. You're still putting two tefillin shalyads on. They will be on your arm at the same time. It's just you're putting one on, and then you're putting the other one on afterwards. You're not putting it on at the exact same time. We said yaniach kedivrei echad, yaniach kedivrei echad, shal yad v'shal reish, yaniach acher masmach brach rishena, v'im layuchol kach tzach leim avlega sin v'isak miyat. When you don't have the gears, you remove them. We said if you put on either like Rashi or like Rabbi Natan, that's what the Mechaber said. And the Mechaber saw some devarav. So surely you should put the tefillin of Rashi on and say the bracha on the tefillin of Rashi. No, I mean, the Mechaber said, you're meniach kedivri echad, meaning take your pick, you can be Rabbeinu Tam, if you're Rashi. So the Mishnah Berurah, no, you should put it on the tefillin of Rashi, the bracha should be on Rashi.
Well, you'd be putting on them, you'd be putting them on first.
Say again?
You'd be putting on the Rashi tefillin first.
Correct. Correct.
Why you make a bracha then?
No. We're just pointing out that the lashon of the Mechaber is, he says that if you're not able to put both of them on at the exact same time, then put on either Rashi on first, right, and then Rabbeinu Tam second, or Rabbeinu Tam on first and Rashi second. And that the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chachamim say no. Specifically, put Rashi on, not Rabbeinu Tam and so on. That was opinion number two. And I guess we will maybe just finish up tomorrow. We will finish up tomorrow Lamed Daled and Lamed Hey, and as Hashem start to get into Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav is very deceiving. Lamed Vav says there's only three Seifim, but if you take a look at the length of Lamed Vav, it's going to be another long Seif. Okay.